four phases of design thinking. Are there any ingrained habits that are linked to a designer's ability to turn original ideas into innovations? Having studied more than 100 top designers in various fields over the past couple of years, I found that there are a few shared habits which seem to be almost second nature to many designers. And these ingrained habits are intrinsically linked to the designer's ability to bring original ideas into the world as successful innovations. So what can people in business learn from studying the ways successful designers solve problems and innovate? On the most basic level, they can learn to question, care, connect, and commit. Four of the most important things successful designers do to achieve significant breakthroughs. Question: if you spend any time around designers, you quickly discover this about them. They ask and raise a lot of questions. Often this is the starting point in the design process, and it can have a profound influence on everything that follows. Many of the designers I studied, from Bruce Mau to Richard Saul Wurman to Paula Scher, talked about the importance of asking questions, even the stupid questions, the ones that challenge existing realities and assumptions in a given industry or sector. The persistent tendency of designers to do this is captured in the joke designers tell about themselves. How many designers does it take to change a light bulb? Answer: does it have to be a light bulb?